seemed elated at the prospect of a fight. The Koloss swung first, and it had an awesome reach. Elend had to jump backward, pewter making him more nimble. Koloss swords were massive, brutish things, so blunt they were almost clubs. The force of the blow shook the air. Elend wouldn't have had a chance to turn the blade aside, even with pewter helping him. In addition, the sword, or more accurately, the Koloss holding it, weighed so much that Elend wouldn't be able to use allomancy to push it out of the creature's hands. Pushing with steel was all about weight and force. If Elend pushed on something heavier than himself, he'd be thrown backward. So Elend had to rely on the extra speed and dexterity of pewter. He threw himself out of his dodge, dashing to the side, watching for a backhand. The creature turned, silent, eyeing Elend, but didn't strike. It hadn't quite frenzied yet. Elend stared down his oversized enemy. "How did I get here?" he thought, not for the first time. "I'm a scholar, not a warrior." Half the time he thought he had no business leading men at all. The other half the time he figured that he thought too much. He ducked forward, striking. The Koloss anticipated the move and tried to bring its weapon down on Elend's head. Elend, however, reached out and pulled on the sword of another Koloss, throwing that creature off balance and allowing two of Elend's men to slay it, and also pulling Elend himself to the side. He just barely evaded his opponent's weapon. Then, as he spun in the air, he flared pewter and struck from the side. He sheared completely through the beast's leg at the knee, toppling it to the ground. Vin always said that Elend's allomantic power was unusually strong. Elend wasn't certain about that. He didn't have much experience with allomancy, but the force of his own swing did send him stumbling. He managed to regain his footing, however, and then took off the creature's head. Several of the soldiers were staring at him. His white uniform was now sprayed with bright red Koloss blood. It wasn't the first time. Elend took a deep breath as he heard inhuman screams sounding through the camp. The frenzy was beginning.
"Form up!" Elend shouted. "Make lines! Stay together! Prepare for the assault!"
The soldiers responded slowly. They were far less disciplined than the troops Elend was accustomed to, but they did an admirable job of bunching up at his command. Elend glanced across the ground before them. They'd managed to take down several hundred Koloss, an amazing feat. The easy part, however, was over.
"Stay firm," Elend yelled, running down in front of the soldier line. "But keep fighting. We need to kill as many of them as quickly as possible. Everything depends on this. Give them your fury, men."
He burned brass and pushed on their emotions, soothing away their fear. An allomancer couldn't control minds, not human minds at least, but he could encourage some emotions while discouraging others. Again, Vin said that Elend was able to affect far more people than should have been possible. Elend had gained his powers recently, directly from a place he now suspected was the original source of allomancy. Under the influence of the soothing, his soldiers stood up straight. Again, Elend felt a healthy respect for these simple ska. He was giving them bravery and taking away some of their fear, but the determination was their own. These were good people. With luck, he'd be able to save some of them. The Koloss attacked. As he'd hoped, a large group of the creatures broke away from the main camp and charged toward the village. Some of the soldiers cried out, but they were too busy defending themselves to follow. Elend threw himself into the fray whenever the line wobbled, shoring up the weak point. As he did so, he burned brass and tried to push on the emotions of a nearby Koloss. Nothing happened. The creatures were resistant to emotional allomancy, particularly when they were already being manipulated by someone else. However, when he did break through, he could take complete control of them. That required time, luck, and a determination to fight tirelessly. And so he did. He fought alongside the men, watching them die, killing Koloss as his line bent at the edges, forming a half circle to keep his troops from being surrounded. Even so, the fighting was grim. As more and more Kolos frenzied and charged, the odds quickly turned against Ellen's group. Still, the Kolos resisted his emotional manipulation. But they were getting closer.
"We're doomed!" Fatrin screamed.
Ellen turned, a bit surprised to see the beefy lord beside him and still alive. The men continued to fight. Only about 15 minutes had passed since the start of the frenzy, but the line was already beginning to buckle. A speck appeared in the sky.
"You've led us to die!"
Fatrin yelled. He was covered in Kolos blood, though a patch on his shoulder looked to be his own.
"Why?"
Fatrin demanded. Elland simply pointed as the speck grew larger.
"What is it?"
Fatrin asked over the chaos of battle. Elland smiled.
"The first of those armies I promised you."
Vin fell from the sky in a tempest of horseshoes, landing directly at the center of the Kolos army. Without hesitating, she used Allomancy to push a pair of horseshoes toward a turning Kolos. One took the creature in the forehead, throwing it backward, and the other shot over its head, hitting another Kolos. Vin spun, flipping out another shoe, shooting it past a particularly large beast and taking down a smaller Kolos behind him. She flared iron, pulling that horseshoe back, catching it around the larger Kolos's wrist. Immediately her pull yanked her toward the beast, but it also threw the creature off balance. Its massive iron sword dropped to the ground as Vin hit the creature in the chest. Then she pushed off the fallen sword, throwing herself upward in a backward flip as another Kolos swung at her. She shot some 15 feet into the air. The sword missed, cutting off the head of the Kolos beneath her. The Kolos who had swung didn't seem to mind that it had killed a comrade. It just looked up at her, blood-red eyes hateful. Vin pulled on the fallen sword. It lurched up at her, but also pulled her down with its weight. She caught it as she fell. The sword was nearly as tall as she was, but flared pewter let her handle it with ease, and she sheared free the attacking Kolos's arm as she landed. She took its legs off at the knees, then left it to die as she spun toward other opponents. As always, the Kolos seemed fascinated, in an enraged, baffled way, with Vin. They associated large size with danger and had difficulty understanding how a small woman like Vin, 20 years old, barely over 5 feet in height and slight as a willow, could pose a threat. Yet they saw her kill, and this drew them to her. Vin was just fine with that. She screamed as she attacked, if only to add some sound to the too silent battlefield.